You're snoring too loud. I can't sleep.
Shh.
Professor, I'm trying to sleep. It's still early. Don't pull the covers off my head. It's too cold.
Ariane, will you please stop tickling my foot? It's too early for games. Oh!
Professor, you're snoring again. Too loud.
I'm not snoring. Will you please stop tickling me?
I am not tickling you. Now quit snoring.
Well, if you're not tickling me, and I'm not snoring, then who is?
Professor, run! Why are you just sitting there?
I usually try not to walk for hours without Natilas your dime in the morning, as the Zoyahan encourages.
Isn't this Pikoach Nefesh?
I was finishing Birchas HaToiro. One should not discuss words of Toiro before saying Birchas HaToiro in the morning. This isn't a case of Pikoach Nefesh, because the lion doesn't look hungry. Lions kill only when racked with pain from hunger, and never for sport. In this way, the lion portrays the need of chesed and erech hapayim more than any beast.
And, what if he really is hungry? Then what?
Still no cause for worry. As the Gemara Shabbos explains, Ari enoi misnapel al shnayim. A lion doesn't attack two, for as it is written in Koheles, im yiskefoi ho'echod hashnayim ya'amdu negdoi. If one overpowers another, two can stand against him. So, together, I think we're safe.
I'd still feel safer if we did not have a lion in our tent. I know it's asking a lot, but...
Actually, he's a kafir. A young male lion. The kafir combines his bravery with caution. Much as a tzaddik in his humility always worries that perhaps he has done some wrong. Therefore, we have nothing kafir. To fear.
We have nothing to fear except the kafir itself. Now get it out!
If you insist. Zeh.
How'd you do that? He just ran away.
Saw him, Kufyud Beis Amud Beis. The chant to scare off a lion is Zeh. It's that simple. Ben Ishchai offers yet another explanation of the Gemara. He says that the Gemara Psachim is also teaching us that a Talmid Chacham, described here as a lion, is always concerned with repeating things exactly the way he hears them. Zeh.
Well, that's amazing. Now I know how to scare away lions. Torah teaches a person about everything in life.
As Chazal say, Histakel b'oiraiso boro alma. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. Speaking of life, I'll bet you never got up so fast in all your life.
Like you said, Professor, disgaber ka'ari.
Is gade ka ari lama da boy ke la boy das boy roi. Is gade ka ari lama da boy ke la boy das boy roi. La 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 la. Is gade ka ari lama da boy ke la boy das boy roi. Is gade ka ari lamad baboy ke laboy das boy roy. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. Be strong as a lion to wake in the morning to serve the King of Kings. Be strong as a lion to greet the dawning like the bird that sings.
Set it down right about here. Then we can attach the wheels.
Oh, boy, is this lion container heavy.
Well, I designed it out of lead all by myself. Do you like it?
Yeah. Why is it wider in the front?
Because so is a lion. Sarmeachoyrov, the Rocha Filfonov.
Narrower in the back and wider in the front?
Correct. The Mishnah in Maseches Midos compares the shape of the lion to the shape of the heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh. Narrow in back, wide in front. This teaches us many things.
First, can we put this down?
The lion's shape reminds us that a man should give his physical needs, which will soon be behind him, less attention than the spiritual, which are preparing him for what's ahead. Toirosoi keva umalachtoi aroi. A person should make toiro the main purpose of his life. Everything else must be secondary.
Very heavy.
Extremely. Kabbalah, in fact. Now, to put it another way, spiritual needs are called facial because of their loftiness. They should be the main focus of a person's life. Physical needs, which are represented by the back end, should be done with minimum effort, only what is necessary. That's why the lion has a broad, majestic front, yet a narrow end.
Well, Professor, I'm glad I asked. Now can we, please put this thing down?
Oh, dear, I'm terribly sorry. It wasn't easy to make. Boy, was it a pain. 6 long months of melting and molding and...
Here goes.
No! Don't drop it! Ow!
Do you think we can buy a new one around here someplace, Professor?
Arye, what happened? I asked you to put it down, not drop it down.
I thought it was strong enough. I'm sorry. Don't worry, I can fix it. Really, I can. Some scotch tape, a little Elmer's glue here and there. I'm sure it'll be good as...
Junk!
Yes, Professor. I guarantee it. as good as junk in no time. You have my word. I mean...
Oh, dear. Oh, oh, me, oh, my.
Please, Professor, please don't cry.
Oh, Arye, I'm not crying. I've just got a piece of dirt in my eye. Do you think I care about a silly lion container?
Yeah, it was only a silly container.
It just took me 6 months to make.
Just 6 months?
And all we needed it for was to catch a lion.
Just to catch a lion.
So now we just can't catch one, that's all. I'm not gonna let that bother me. I won't even think about it. Well, Arye, I guess it's back to the airport. Arye? 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 Where's that boy gone? He's disappeared. I'd better go look for him. This is the jungle. It's dangerous here. Not the big city, but dangerous nonetheless.
Oh, coconuts, did you hear that? The little brat has broken the lion container. How will the professor ever catch Yule now?
Stop being such a pessimist, Doctor. If I've told you once, I have told you 1,000 times, he will catch that lion. Or, my name isn't... Pancho Veneno!
Boss, and all these years I thought your name was Pancho Veneno. Now how do you like that?
Oh, Tippish, be quiet. You're an imbecile with no brains.
I'm an imbecile with a lot of brains. And don't you know it's not nice to call names? I'm gonna tell Mommy on you.
Oh, Tippish. I am sorry. Don't tell Mommy. Please forgive me. I lost my temper. Ruthless people do that sometimes. A person should never lose control of himself. I'll tell you what. You be a good boy, and I will buy you some of those little toy turtles. Okay?
Thank you, boss. Thank you so much.
Mr. Veneno, are you expecting someone, sir?
Just my nephew, Doctor.
Hey, boss! I didn't know your nephew was a doctor. Come in! Look, boss, it's your nephew and your niece.
Seymour, my boy, it's so good to see you. How are you? Have a seat.
See.
Pleased to meet you, young man. So, I imagine you've come to help your uncle in his work.
See.
You've worked with him before?
See.
Well, you call me Benny, and I'll call you...
Sai.
Sai?
See.
Sai, you've brought sis?
See.
What can she do?
So.
So?
See.
What's her name?
Sue.
Sue?
See.
Sai, you look so healthy. Are you taking your vitamin C?
See.
Sai will be a great help to us, Doctor. Do you agree?
See. Yes.
With his help, I'm sure that very soon, the lion, we will all... My name is Pancho Veneno. I used to be a nice guy. Now money is all I desire. To get it, I use my... I wasn't always that way, oh no. I used to learn in yeshiva, study the Torah, did I?
See.
My parents and teachers were so proud of me and my friend Chaim Chai. Yetzirah is like a lion, tame him, then you'll be strong.
See.
Spend your time learning the Torah, it teaches you right from wrong. I used to be that way, oh yes. I used to learn in yeshiva, study the Torah, did I?
See.
Then I abandoned my learning, and now I'm a really bad guy. Look at what can happen to one who doesn't learn.
His name is Pancho Veneno, he used to be a nice guy. Now money is all he desires, and to get it he goes.
I am Pancho Veneno, and now I'm a really bad guy.
He's Pancho Veneno, and now he's a really bad guy.
See?
I can't let the professor down. I'm going to build him a lion container all by myself. I've got to gather some more wood. That stick over there looks like it might be useful.
Oh, there you are, Arye. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. Everyone makes mistakes, even me.
I'm sorry, Professor. I'm sure I could have been more careful with your container.
That's okay, Arye. Everyone has their ups and downs. We all have to work on our midos. That's our purpose in life.
Maybe so. But if a lion is able to hold himself back from killing animals when he's not hungry, I'm sure I can control myself too. I'm not going to let my Yetzirah get the best of me. Professor, I'm going to be a different person from now on. A changed boy.
Perfection is the work of a lifetime, young man. It doesn't happen overnight.
Professor, I think I'm thinking.
Nonsense. Why, the greatest tzaddikim have at times experienced a durchfall, a spiritual down, only to bounce back to even higher plateaus.
Professor, I'm thinking.
Rubbish. Many times a person has what the Sephorim refer to as a Yerido Letzorech Aliyah. He steps down only in order to propel himself upward.
But I'm thinking!
As the Gemara in Brachas explains, Ein Ari Noi Fail Ki Im Litroiv Teref. A lion only crouches when ready to pounce and tear its prey. Likewise, a tzaddik only falls in preparation for a great elevation. This, therefore, is not considered a true fall.
Professor! Professor! I'm thinking, Professor!
Aha! As Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Chof Dalet Tes Zayin, Ki Sheva Yipoil Tzaddik V'kom. A tzaddik falls seven times and rises again.
The sands, Professor. I'm sinking into the sand.
Yes, my boy. The sands. The sands of depression try to grab hold of us.
Deeper and deeper.
They try to pull us deeper and deeper toward destruction, but we mustn't allow them.
Professor, you're sinking too.
What?
You're sinking, Professor.
I am?
We're sinking, Professor. We are sinking into the sand.
We are? We are. Oh, dear. Quicksand. Don't struggle with it, Arye. We'll be pulled lower and lower. Heavens, we're buried to the waist. No wonder the trees look so tall.
Well, I was trying to tell you...
You could have interrupted me, you know. This is a clear case of pikuach nefesh.
We're sinking steadily. We'll be buried alive. What should we do?
Here. Listen carefully. Stretch out your hand, grab hold of my pocket, and take out what's inside. Can you reach it?
I think so. There, I've got it. What is it?
It's my pocket sitter. Now, open it up, that's right, and turn to page 74. Read out loud so I can follow along.
What are we reading?
Vidui.
Vidui? Why are we saying Vidui?
Why do you think we're saying Vidui?
I thought you said, Al yimna atzmo min harachamim, never give up hope.
Well, no one ever died from saying vidui.
teshuvah should be performed at every opportunity. The letters Aleph, Resh, Yud, He that make up the word Aryeh are abbreviations for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Just as the lion evokes great fear, so too all Jews must fear the Yemei Hadin, the Days of Judgment. When a person is in a life-threatening situation, it's like his own personal Yom Hadin. A Yid must always remember from where his help comes. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Esoi nai el heorim, mei ayin yovoi ezri, ezri meim Hashem, oisei shomayim v'oretz. I raise up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence shall my help come? Only from Hashem. Only divine help from above. Only divine help from above. Only divine help from above. Hey, Aryeh, look up there. What do you see?
Vines. I see vines. There are vines hanging down from the trees. But they're 8 feet over your head. You'll never be able to reach them, Professor.
I won't, but you will.
How? I'm sunk to my waist.
I'm going to try and pull you out. I'm stretching out my hand, grab hold of it, and climb on my shoulders.
I can't, Professor. I can't reach you.
You must. You must. Stretch further. Further. That's it. Good. I've got you. Here goes. I'm pulling you up.
I...
Look. That's it. You're on my shoulders. Now, can you grab one of the vines?
I can't, Professor. They're out of my reach.
Well, then I don't know what to say.
How about Vidoy?
Oi!
Toss all the weight out of my pocket so we won't sink so quickly.
Ha-e-no, va-hir-sha-no, ay-zat-no, ha-mas-no, to-fa-ha-no, shake-ouch!
Sorry, Professor, did I kick you?
Ya-at-nura, kiss! Savino, I not know more. Ouch! Who threw that?
What? I didn't throw anything, Professor.
Well then, who did? Come on, Aryeh. I'm davening. Ni at. No, sorrar, no, of it, ouch!
Professor, look, up in that tree.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Look at that.
Ha ha! It's that monkey swinging around in the tree, Professor. He threw it.
You know, Aryeh, vines and monkeys, and not to mention lions, that reminds me of something.
What's that, Professor?
Of a famous medrash that tells us how the Sotan shechted a lamb, a lion, a monkey, and a pig over the vine sapling that Noach planted after he left the Tabor, in order to show us the different types of behavior people indulge in when intoxicated.
Professor, look! The monkey saw me throw things out of my pocket, and he's throwing things back! Look, he's copying me! Ah!
Very funny. I've got three lumps on my head the size of a grapefruit and you're on my shoulders monkeying around.
Sorry, Professor, I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Quick, Professor, pass me your tzitzis. If this plan works, our lives will be saved.
How are my tzitzis going to save us?
Quickly, Professor!
What on earth do you need my tzitzis for? Oh, all right, but careful, Aryeh. They're chuster tzitzis. Koffel, shmoina, the works. Last good pair I have...
The tzitzis, Professor.
If you must hear. You just can't buy tzitzis like those anymore. I feel funny without my tzitzis on.
When the Vilna Gaon was on his deathbed, he grasped his chitches in his hands and said, "Look how much reward a person can earn in this world of the living. With this easy mitzvah of tzitzis, he can be led to perform all the mitzvahs and be worthy of experiencing the Shekhinah." Wait a minute! How could I have given you my tzitzis at a time like this? Give me back my tzitzis!
Just a moment, Professor.
Hey, why are you shaking them like that?
I'm shaking them at the monkey, Professor.
Whatever for?
Remember the old saying, monkey see, monkey do?
Why, of course! A brilliant idea!
It's working!
Look at that! The monkey's shaking the vines towards you! Very good! Very good! A little more to the right. That's it! Quick, Aurier! Grab the vine!
There! I've got it, Professor!
Let's pull hard, Aurier!
I'm pulling! I'm pulling!
Good! Good! Just a little more! We're almost out!
I'm pulling!
That's it! We're out! We're out! Ha ha! Baruch Hashem!
Just like you said, Professor, Afilu Cherev Chadam Unachas Lo Al Savaro Shel Adam Al Yimna Atzmo Min Arachamim. Oops! Hey, Professor, the monkey's grabbed your tzitzis.
Oh, no! My hosted tzitzis! You get back here right now, you hairy primate! Give me my tzitzis this instant!
Look! He's putting them on and climbing back up the tree!
Oh! Ugh! Fui! My luck would get stuck with a frummer monkey! You get down here right now! Stop monkeying around and give me those tzitzis! Don't you smile at me! We will have absolutely no relationship with each other until I get my tzitzis back!
Well, that about does it, Professor. What do you think?
You're a true carpenter, my boy. Well done. Nicest homemade trap I've seen.
Do you think it can hold a lion?
And why not? It's a nice wooden cage. I think it'll work. How did you peel off the bark?
My trusty little clippers. I carry them wherever I go. Great for cutting wood, paper, phone wire.
Now, have a look at these two pictures.
What are they, Professor?
Well, do you know what the mafgia is?
What's a mafgia?
A mafgia is an animal that frightens lions. It is mentioned in the Gemara.
The Gemara teaches a lot about lions.
Lions are mentioned all over Shas, Gittin, Shabbos.
A Gittin Shabbos to you too, Professor.
I meant Maseches, Gittin, and Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos teaches, Emas mafgia al hoari. The fear of the mafgia is upon the lion. The mighty lion is terrified by a tiny creature known as a mafgia. Hashem Yisborach intended this to be a lesson for the lion. Al Yisraleil hagiboyr bigavurosoi, says Yirmiyahu. Let not the strong man rejoice in his might. The strong man remains mighty only as long as Hashem wishes him to. Harbe shluchim lamakoim. Hashem has many messengers that can weaken the strong. Even the little mafgia.
So these are pictures of a mafgia, Professor?
Precisely.
But one picture's of a little animal, and the other's a bird.
Well, there's a machloikis rishoinim. Rashi learns that the mafgia is a chayo katano, a small animal with a loud cry. The lion hears this cry, fears that a gigantic creature is approaching, and runs away. The Ritva learns that the mafgia is a bird that flies on the lion and pecks at his head.
A woodpecker.
Sort of a head pecker, I suppose. Now, all we have to do is to catch a mafgia and use it to scare a lion into our trap. But how do we catch a mafgia?
What's a mafgia afraid of?
Actually, I don't know. But it's not afraid of a lion.
That's it, Professor.
What's it?
That's a great idea.
What's a great idea?
The mafgia is not afraid of a lion. I'll get out your old lion costume. You put it on. Wait in the field. When the mafgia comes to bother you, you can catch it. When Yule comes along, you'll use it to scare him into the lion trap.
Good idea! Let's do it! In the meantime, be prepared. Set up your lion trap. If I'm successful in scaring Yule into the trap with a mafgia,